When I talked to the Caudill family lawyer, he explained rather succinctly the real value of their family money. "They're as poor as Job's turkey," he said, as I sat deep in a worn leather chair and looked up at him across his wide and ancient mahogany desk. His name was Walter Sullivan, of the prestigious Sullivan and O'Hara firm. Prestigious for Ford County. 7 lawyers. He studied the bankruptcy petition and rambled on about the Caudills and the money they used to have and how foolish they'd been in running a once profitable paper into the ground. He had represented them for 30 years, and back when Miss Emma ran things, the Times had 5,000 subscribers and pages filled with advertisements. She kept a $500,000 certificate of deposit at Security Bank just for a rainy day. Then her husband died, and she remarried a local alcoholic 20 years her junior. When sober, he was semi-literate and fancied himself as a tortured poet and essayist. Miss Emma loved him dearly and installed him as co-editor, a position he used to write long editorials blasting everything that moved in Ford County. It was the beginning of the end. Spot hated his new stepfather, the feelings were mutual, and their relationship finally climaxed with one of the more colorful fistfights in the history of downtown Clanton. It took place on the sidewalk in front of the Times office, on the downtown square, in front of a large and stunned crowd. The locals believed that Spot's brain, already fragile, took additional damage that day. Shortly thereafter, he began writing nothing but those damned obituaries. The stepfather ran off with her money, and Miss Emma, heartbroken, became a recluse. "It was once a fine paper," Mr. Sullivan said. "But look at it now. Less than 1,200 subscriptions, heavily in debt, bankrupt."
"What will the court do?" I asked.
"Try and find a buyer."
"A buyer?"
"Yes, someone will buy. The county has to have a newspaper."
I immediately thought of two people, Nick Diener and Beebe. Nick's family had become rich off their county weekly. Beebe was already loaded, and she had only one beloved grandchild. My heart began pounding as I smelled opportunity. Mr. Sullivan watched me intently, and it was obvious he knew what I was thinking.
"It could be bought for a song," he said.
"How much?"
I asked with all the confidence of a 23-year-old cub reporter whose grandmother was as stout as lye soap. "Probably $50,000. $25,000 for the paper, $25,000 to operate. Most of the debts can be bankrupted, then renegotiated with the creditors you need."
He paused and leaned forward, elbows on his desk, thick grayish eyebrows twitching as if his brain was working overtime.
"It could be a real gold mine, you know."